All right, Rabbeisai, we're in Perek Yud Aleph. We are halfway through the Perek. Let's just do a little bit of Chazara, what we saw. We saw the Pella of the Nefila of Shlomo HaMelech. From the highest of mountains, from the highest of palaces, to the lowest of places. And we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints three different satanim, three different people that are going to make Shlomo's life very, very difficult. We learned about the first two. Their names were Hadad or Adad from Edom, who goes to Mitzrayim. And we learned about, as well, the other guy's name. What was his name, Chevron?
Egyptian guy.
No, Hadad. Not your of them yet. Razon, exactly, okay? Razon. Yeah, the zone. So Razon also, he was also from the north, and he goes back. Okay, Tov, where are we?
Ravan and Rav.
Pasuk
26.
Chavav. See, all right. Yeravam is the biggest problem. Now, the other problem with reading this parak is that it's clearly not in order. There are parts which are clearly not in order, and the question is like, how do we make up this puzzle? And amongst the Mefarshim, you see a few different things. Pasuk Kavav. V'Yeravam ben Avat Efrasi min Hatsreda v'shem imot Tzrua Isha Almana Eved L'Shlomo Vayarem Yad Bamelech. So Yeravam is from Shevet Ephraim. He's from an area called Sarida. Oh, and his mother. What?
Yoav ben Tzruya.
Yeah, it sounds like it, but it's not. Okay? He's from Ephraim. And his mother's name is Tzrua. And she's an Almana. Now, why does the Pasuk need to tell us that? Okay, she's an Almana. That means that what? In general, the Almanos and the Yesomim, they're the lowest rank in society, usually not taken care of. And who is supposed to take care of the Almanos and the Yesomim, Chevra? The people, the most important people in society, the kings are supposed to take. So we always see, almost always, that rebellions start from the lowest ranked people in society. So Yeravam comes from a family that Nebach, he loses his father, and he's in this situation. And not only that, but she's an Eved L'Shlomo. She's from the palace, and he finds himself in the palace later, and he makes a rebellion. Vayarim Yad B'Melech. V'zeh Adavar Asher Heirim Yad B'Melech Shlomo Bana Es Hamilo Sagar Es Peretz Ir David Aviv. And so what was the rebellion about? Where did it start off? It all started off with Shlomo building the Milo. And he closed up an area of Ir David. We're going to come back to this in a second. Because this is, once again, we're going to, like I said, the psukim over here aren't so clear. I'm going to try to read through a little bit, and then we'll try to come back to this pasuk. Va'ish Yeravam Gibor Chayil. Vayar Shlomo es Hanar ki osei melachahu. So Pasuk of Zion is clearly out of order because Chavches is the continuation of the introduction as to who Yeravam is. Yeravam is a, you know, like all of the other people are he's a Gibur Chayil, he's a hero. Okay, Shlomo is impressed with him himself, right? And he sees that he's a Adam Charutz. He has, charisma, and he appoints him to be Vayafkedo Solachol Sevel Beis Yosef. He becomes the tax collector for all of the family of Yosef. Okay, so Ephraim and Menashe. He becomes one of the most important people in the Malacha. Vayhi Beisahi V'Ravam Yatzam Yerushalayim. Now we are going to read about a story of Yeravam running into Achiah HaShiloni. Achiah HaShiloni was the Navi at the time, and I'm honestly not even sure how to do this order. Okay, so we're going to say it outside and then we'll see the Pesukim. But Pashtus, what happens is that this story either happens, let's say what for sure happens first. What for sure happens first is that Shlomo appoints Yerovam as this person, as this leader of Yosef. And Kanira, at some point or another, he becomes so powerful that what? He starts to feel like he's powerful enough that he can say something. And something really bothers him. And that's that pasuk, that weird pasuk, which says that he built the Milo. So what is the Milo? Does anyone know what the Milo was?
It was a water passageway.
It was a water passageway. It's a spring. Yeah, does anyone know?
He built for Baspar.
Okay, so there's a few explanations in the Mefarshim as to what this Milo is. Okay? But clearly what he does do is he builds a home for Bas Paro, the palace for Bas Paro over here, the Milo. But what's the significance of the Milo? Remember, even before we get to the significance, if he's the head of taxes for all of Yosef, so then what does it look like to Yeravam when Shlomo is using tax money to build his wife a palace on government land? It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. Okay, and this is going to be the complaint. This is going to be the main complaint which he's going to come to Shlomo about. But what is this Milo? So this Milo, according to more spiritual explanations, the Milo was one of the drachim, one of the ways that Am Yisrael used to be Ola LaRegel. Remember, Ir David is before Harabayis. So in order to get from Ir David to Harabayis, from the bottom of Yerushalayim to Harabayis, you basically had to go, originally you'd have to go through Ir David. So according to one of the Mefarshim, the Milo is this border, okay? This area, this border in between Ir David and Harabayis. So now, what's the significance of Shlomo closing it off for the house of Bas Paro? You're taking away the ability to be Ola LaRegel. So therefore, Yeravam's Taina is not only a political tax issue, it's a spiritual issue. What are you doing? You're taking away the opportunity. The whole point of Ir David, the whole point of Harabayis, is so that Jews can come and visit Hashem. And now what you're doing is not only you're using our tax money to spend on the shiksa, you're taking away our opportunity to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Another possibility that this Milo was, and this might be a little bit closer to the Pshat of the Pesukim as we're going to see later, is that the Milo was also, once again, everyone agrees that it's this area between Harabayis and Ir David. But it wasn't a spiritual place, it was a social gathering place. And now what's the problem of taking away a social gathering place from Am Yisrael? Once again, it shows a zilzul in the erech, in the value of caring about the people. You're taking away a place which maybe was a gathering for a political gathering, for different people to come together and meet. And what are you doing? The common denominator is you're giving it and you're building a house for this foreign woman, right? So this is the core, or at least this is the beginning of this rebellion, okay? Now, so Shlomo was very impressed by him. He makes him the head of the taxes. Then this thing happens. There's a rebellion. So now this next part, the story of Achiah HaShiloni, does it happen after the rebellion or does it happen before the rebellion? Okay, two different readings. Either it happens before or it happens after. So now let's read the story. What exactly happens? Okay. Vahi ba'esahi, v'yiravam yatsam Yerushalayim, v'yimtzao so Achiah HaShiloni, hanavi b'derech, Vumit kase besalma chadasha u'shnehem levadam basadeh. So Yeravam is leaving Yerushalayim. Now it could be that he's leaving Yerushalayim after the appointment of him becoming the head of taxes, or it could mean that he's leaving Yerushalayim because he's running for his life away from Shlomo. And he's wearing this new coat, this salma, the same lashon, however, over here is close to the Shlomo. He's wearing something. He's wearing a beged, which is very similar to Shlomo. Vait pos achia besalma hachadasha asher alav veikreash neimasar kraim. He takes this new beged, he tears it up into 12 pieces. Vayomer liravam kach lecha asara kraim ki ko amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael hineni korea samamlacha miyad Shlomo venasati lecha es asara hashvatim. And he says, take 10 of these pieces, because I am going to rip away the malchus from Shlomo and give you 10 parts. And the other two, v'ashevet ha'echad ye'elo l'man avdi David u'l'man Yerushalayim ha'ir asher bacharti ba mikol shivtei Yisrael. Now, the significance of whether this happens before or after is significant. No, wouldn't you say? Right? Was Yeravam's rebellion something that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally, or was it something that came from him and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to afterwards? Right? That's significant. Yeah.
He's already told you're going to have 10 and Shlomo's going to be left for 3 portions, so why would he then go and then try to take that away from Shlomo? That would not be
So I'm saying we don't know what Yeravam does yet. All we know is that...
To say that this happens before he rebels...
No, he's rebelling. He's meaning there has to be a hishtadlus. What's going to happen one day? He has to do something. Yana shir azavuni v'ishtachavu la ashtaros elohei tzidonim lichmosh elohei moav elumilkam elohei bnei amon velo halchu b'dirachai la'asus ha'yashar b'einai v'chukosai u'mishpatai k'david aviv. And once again, the damage which Shlomo has done, once again, the psukim over here, the Navi describes him as being Oved Avodah Zara. But I'm not going to take everything away from him. In the merit of David. So this is going to happen. I'm going to give the Malchus, the partial Malchus to one of his sons, and the rest is going to belong to you. Yeah?
I just don't get why he keeps saying that he's going to give 10 to your Yeravam and 1 to Shlomo.
Right, so why 1 and not 2? Okay, so...
Also, aren't there really 13
Shlomo? Yes. Yes and no. Meaning Yosef doesn't really count as 1. Okay, Yosef doesn't really count as one. It's Ephraim and Menashe and Levi. We're going to see Levi for the most part. The mishpacha of Kahuna, for the most part, they were spread out as we're learning in Makos now. But at the end of the day, when we speak about the Aseres HaShvatim, we're speaking about everyone besides for Yehuda and Binyamin. Okay, so that's the one shevet. Obviously, Yehuda's staying. Okay, it's the two Shvatim which are. Right, it's the two Shvatim which are connected to Yerushalayim, because both of them have an equal Nachla in Yerushalayim, and the Levim stayed along as well. Yeah, okay. Ulivno etain shevet achalaman heyos near leDavid avdi koy amin lefanai b'Yerushalayim ayir asher bacharti li lasum shmi sham. It's going to be so much. It would be too terrible to take away Yerushalayim. Voschay kach malatam chol asher ta'avan nafshecha. V'ha'yisa melech al Yisrael, and you can now be, you can become king. V'ha'yayim tishmayas kol asher atzaveka. V'halachta bidrachai v'asisa yashar be'inai lishmor chukosai u'mitzvosai kasher asar David avdi. And if you go in my ways, Hashem does not prophesize, Hashem does not expect that this is going to be bad. He has an expectation that Yeravam can be good. V'ayisi imcha u'banisi l'cha bayis ne'eman kasher banisi l'David. V'nasati l'cha es Yisrael. So this is so weird. Although we know we have the nevuah from Yaakov, the bracha, lo yasur shev mi yudah u'mechokek mi bein raglav. But over here, clearly, This is the second time which we're perverting from that nevuah. The first time is with Shaul. What was the plan? We learned about this last year. What was the plan? Was Shaul set up to fail?
No.
Right? So the Ramban explains that really it wasn't, he wasn't set up to fail. That it could be that Yehuda was going to be the main king, and there was going to be a different kind of political figure from Yosef, from to be more direct over here and to be more clear, it's not about Yosef, it's about Bnei Rachel and Bnei Leah, okay? Because Yeravam, the Aseres HaShvatim are Bnei Leah for the most part, and who's left? Who's right? You have Bnei Leah. Ve'anez Zera David Laman Zos Achlo Koyamim. It's not really true. Meaning you have Binyamin and Yehuda. Okay, so they're fighting. As we're going to see, the kings are always going to be fighting. It's always going to be a power fight over between Yosef and Yehuda. Okay, right, which is Rachel and Leah. Okay, but there's an in yeah. What? What?
I'll tell you
later. Tov. Okay, Va'anez Zera David Lamanzos Achlo Kol Hayamin. But this isn't a death sentence for David's family. It's not a death sentence. So then the same question applies here. Like, what was the plan? Like, what did Hashem have in mind? What do you guys think? What did Hashem have in mind? He was splitting up the Malchus. Huh? It's not like Katchila. But then what's the plan? Because he says, oh, if you're going to be good, so then there's going to be Malchus. You're going to have a Malchus also. Shlomo's also going to have a Malchus. So like, what's the long-term plan? Huh? Mashiach comes? Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. So it's really unclear, meaning like that's the answer, but like right here, and I'm sure for Yeravam this wasn't so simple either. You're hearing from the Navi that you're going to become king, but you're not really going to become king out of Sof. It's a hard message to hear, right? It's a hard message to hear, like, am I king or am I not king? And I think that could have sprung Yeravam. Not only that, but Yeravam doesn't get Yerushalayim, which is the center of Am Yisrael. It's the Lev Shel Ha'uma. It's the heart of the nation. So then, are we setting up Yeravam for a situation in which we're pushing him to do what he's about to do? Vayvakei Shlomo lahamis es Yeravam, vayakam Yeravam vayivrach Mitzrayim el Shishak, melech Mitzrayim vihibe Mitzrayim ad mos Shlomo. So Shlomo kanireh, once again, whether it's before or after, he finds out about this rebellion. Yeravam probably verbalized himself at some point, and we're going to see he does it much more. And Yeravam sees that it's not time yet. Shlomo is way too strong. He's way too strong. Meaning his social message might be a powerful one to the people, but Shlomo is much too strong to fight against him. And then where does he go to? He goes to Mitzrayim. Now, wouldn't that be the last place that you should go? Huh?
Yeah, because he married
Bas Power. Like, what was he complaining about also? His whole merit against was your dust. So the Mefarshim point out, and the Pasuk tells us also that his name's not Paro. There's a different Paro here. It's Shishak. Shishak is also a descendant of that Paro, but it's a new king, Vayaka Mel Chadash. Asher lo yada es Yosef. Or in this situation, he does know Yosef. He does know Yosef. He becomes very close to Yeravam. And it's a whole new era. And what over here, I think this is like a dafka, a little bit of a mida keneged mida. And we see this by the Nevi'im a lot. Yirmiyahu especially tells the Jews, do not depend on other nations. Because it always comes to bite you in the tuchus. Always. At the end, no one's going to be there. That's what Eicha is all about. Eicha yashva badad. She's alone. She's left alone because everyone kol ra'eh bagduba hayulala oivim. So Mitzrayim, I married her daughter. I married Paro's daughter. And now my greatest enemy is going to become Mitzrayim. Shishak is going to be the one who's going to come and conquer Yushalayim. So as many types of hishtad luyos that we have to do, we have to always remember. We always have to remember the Divrei HaNeviim. V'yaser Divrei Shlomo v'chol asher asa v'chachmaso haloheim k'suvim al sefer Divrei Shlomo, which is a sefer that we don't have. The sefer of Divrei Shlomo. V'yamim asher malach Shlomo v'yushalayim al kol Yisrael arba'im shana. Vayishkav Shlomo im avosav v'yikaver b'ir David aviv v'yimloch Rechavam b'no tachtav. Rechavam, Yeravam, their names are similar. Is there something to that? I don't know. We're going to have to see. But over here, we're seeing the seeds of what is going to be the beginning of the Churban. The Churban starts here, and it only gets worse. And it starts from a very, very sensitive nekuda of Shlomo thinking, Shlomo overthinking how much hishtadlus that he has to do. It's hard. I mean, Shlomo's a young guy, and he's trying to make the right decisions. And Kanirez, a few of the decisions that he made brought him to such a place in which the people who Yidavka tried empowering, Yeravam, are Yidavka going to be the people that are going to take him down. But at the same time, he's not strong enough now. He's not strong enough now, and he's going to have to wait until Rechavam is king. I wanted to say one last thing. And I'm not sure what it was.
Is there any record of this
Sefer Divrei Shlomo? I don't think so.
It said not anymore. It's until the days of Ezra.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think that's all. That's in it.
Huh?
Why don't we just assume that's like
no, it's not.
No, I don't think so.
All these things, you know, I don't think we have anymore.
I'm saying we have throughout the Nevi'im a lot.
At the end of the Kings, it says.
Yeah, it says there's a Sefer Divrei. There's also by Avram, you know, it's in Parshas Bereishis, there's like the Sefer Yetzira and Sefer Adoros and all these things. Kanirah, none of the messages. Now, this is the Nakuda that I wanted to say. I wanted to say that Sam, in Yiddishkeit, we don't cover up things. And I think that's what, I think the appeal of Judaism is that, like, our Bible, our book does not hide the errors and the miscues and the wrong decisions and even the terrible tragedies of our greatest leaders. Because remember, what I said was that when you look in Sefer Divrei HaYamim, you're going to miss a lot of this. Because there's a special role for Sefer Divrei HaYamim. But we have to remember that Malachim is being written by Yirmiyahu to describe how did Am Yisrael come from the place of the golden era to the Churban. And therefore, these stories are crucial to understanding the message of the Sefer. All right, guys. Mir Tashem, Shkoyach, we'll continue this.